Thanks for tuning into Decula Wire. Decula's first drugstore belonged to its first mayor, and the building still stands. A short history of pharmacy in Decula, from one doctor's counter to eight modern pharmacies, including a current mayor who spent 15 years behind one. Long before there was a Publix on Auburn Road, medicine in Decula came from one man. The doctor with the drugstore. Dr. Samuel L. Hinton was Decula's physician in the town's earliest years, and he owned the first drugstore in town, the combined role of doctor and druggist that was standard in small railroad towns at the turn of the last century. When Decula incorporated in 1905, 14 years after the Seaboard Railroad brought the town to its current site, Hinton was chosen as its first mayor. That pairing made sense at the time. In a town that small, the physician was often the most formally educated resident, already trusted by nearly every family, and already accustomed to being called at any hour. The building is still there. Here's the part worth knowing: if you drive through downtown, Dr. Hinton's original drugstore building has been restored, and it stands one block from the present Decula Middle School. It's one of the few tangible links between modern Decula and the town's founding generation, a working piece of the 1900 streetscape rather than a plaque. What happened after? Dr. Hinton died in 1918. Care of the town citizens passed to Dr. William T. Hinton and Dr. Benjamin V. Wilson. The Hinton name runs through Decula's early institutions well beyond medicine. Dr. Samuel Hinton served as a school trustee. Claude Hinton appears on the town's roll of mayors and sat on the committee that rebuilt Decula School after the catastrophic 1944 fire. Drive W. T. Hinton served on that same building committee. A Leonard O. Hinton appears on the school's 1946 Board of Trustees, and a Mrs. W. T. Hinton taught in the early Decula classrooms. Over roughly four decades, Hinton served as mayor, doctor, druggist, school trustee, teacher, and rebuilder. From one counter to eight. Today, Decula has eight pharmacies within the city, three Publix counters, two Kroger's, a CVS, a Walgreens, and an independent on 2nd Avenue. That's a striking ratio for a city of roughly 7,000 people, and it reflects something specific about how Decula grew. Pharmacies followed grocery stores, and grocery stores followed the subdivisions that filled in along Decula Road, Auburn Road, and the Briselton Highway corridor from the 1990s onward. The independent on 2nd Avenue sits in the older part of town, closer, geographically and in spirit, to what Dr. Hinton ran. A pharmacist in the mayor's office again. There's a modern echo worth noting. Trey King, Decula's current mayor, worked 15 years as a retail pharmacist before deciding he could serve his community differently and moving into teaching. He holds a Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy from the University of Georgia and is now in his 26th year teaching chemistry. Decula's first mayor was a druggist. So, in an earlier career, was its 14. Worth a look. If you're downtown, the restored Hinton Building near Decula Middle School is worth noticing. It's the kind of structure people drive past for years without knowing what it was, the place Decula went for medicine before there was a pharmacy counter within 5 miles in any direction. Be sure to subscribe to never miss an update from DeculaWire.com.